Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Cammy.
There he is. On the spot. Is everybody looking the wrong way? Cammy, good morning.
I didn't know you were talking to me.
Sorry. Yes, that's you.
I didn't know whether I was number three or four.
Yeah, listen, you're number three to us this morning, Cammy. Thank you very much for giving us a call. Chris Kamara, good morning.
Good morning.
So I saw you on Sky over the weekend. You were down for the Bournemouth game.
I was indeed, yes. Bournemouth-Everton. Bournemouth played great. So they'll be well pleased. And then in the second half, you expected Everton to come back into it, but no, they were very resolute. Eddie Howe is a fabulous coach.
Yeah, he's great. Do you think he's a future England manager at some point?
It looks that way, doesn't it? It looks that way. His career seems to be going onwards and upwards because you think, well, is it going to be difficult for him again this season? Yes, it probably is, but the way he's going about it, once again, it looks like they're going to be okay.
Yeah, he's good news, I think. Now, listen, what we're doing, Cammy, is... by the way, who's asked you to give us a call?
Ah, well, you see, it was one of the ladies from Marie Curie said, would you be interested in talking to Christian O'Connell? I said, I'd love to. And they said, well, of course, we don't want £10,000. We would like to have the full £20,000 for Marie Curie. So would that be okay? If we were to win, of course.
Well, Chris, it's a fantastic charity and good on you for supporting them and giving us a call this morning. Now, Judy Murray was the last person on about 20 minutes ago, and she's left this question for you, Chris. This is going to be interesting. Chris Kamara, who or what is your worst nightmare?
My worst nightmare? Now, of course, if I ever got marooned on a desert island on my own without a phone, I am history. It's as simple as that.
Why are you so addicted to your phone?
That's your life, isn't it? How do you get by? I have to take my life today. Like, I will be ringing round to try and find some guests for my show for Sunday. Goals on Sunday next weekend.
Nice plug. Nicely done.
Yeah. Thank you. what else would I be doing? I'll obviously find out what games I've got this weekend. I think I'm at Everton on Friday night.
Yeah.
And then Saturday I will be at a game as well, and Sunday. So you can't do that without a phone. It's impossible.
And what's your favourite app at the moment? What are you spending most of your time on? Which app on there?
I wouldn't really say I'm into apps, to be honest.
Tinder,
I use a phone as a phone. That's about it. But so the phone would be history. I can cook. I mean, and you saw my efforts on the Bake Off, or
yep,
one or two people might have done. So cooking, I would starve to death. So I'm struggling there as well. So there are quite a few things I would miss if I was marooned on this desert island. Of course,
it'd be quite a situation as to how you ever got marooned on a desert island. You may be on the way to a game one weekend and somehow a plane flying you somewhere up north for a game or something went off track and you're somehow stranded. You crash land on a desert island. It'd be amazing.
It would be, but there's plenty of people who would want to kidnap me and get rid of me, that's for certain.
No, they won't. Well, they're fools. They're fools. Now, Chris, what's the question you want to leave for the next celebrity that gives us a call?
The next question. Right, I do a show on a Saturday night. Another plug for ITV.
You're non-stop, aren't you? You're on, obviously, with Jeff. Saturday night, Sunday. Where do you have any downtime?
Oh, no, it's a pleasure to do all these things. I don't want it to stop, you know. So, that could have been a situation. I could wake up one day and this has all been a dream, you know, and it never really happened to me. But at the moment, I'm still living the dream, so I'm carrying on.
Yeah.
So who is the lady presenter who was a former pop star that does it with me and Ben Shepherd?
Good question. Very good question. All right, well, listen, Cammy, thank you very much for giving
pleasure.
Us a call.
And you're a Saints fan as well, so you're flying today.
Well, yeah, I think hopefully now Charlie Austin's is proven to be a very good buy for us. I was gutted to lose Big Ron to Everton because I thought he was great for us. But so far, the last couple of games have definitely, I think, turned it a bit. Now we're into the top half of the table as well, which is great news. Do you think we'll be all right this season?
Yeah, I would have thought so. Who was your hero, Lettice,
of course. He's a god to us, yeah.
Of course, Lettice. You know he's fitter now, Lettice, than he's ever been.
Yeah, and it's true he's like a scratch golfer.
Yeah, he plays golf really well, yeah. But obviously, when he played, No, he piled on the pounds a little bit, didn't he?
How dare you?
Glenn Hoddle, his manager, had to go into KFC in Southampton and tell the girl behind the counter, please don't serve him the meal for two unless he's...
That is an awful lie. How dare you? Come on, National Radio spread that. That's it now. I was going to watch your Sunday show, Goals on Sunday. I will never see it now. I'm joking. Listen, Chris, thank you very much for giving us a call. Really enjoyed it, OK? Have a good week.
Pleasure.
All right, see you later, Chris. Come on, thank you very much.
Bye.